the CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Rima Tendulkar. And you know, the market sentiment is fragile even when a 35 basis points an unorthodox rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India and a pro-growth policy fails to boost the market sentiment. So after opening up in the green, yesterday the Nifty lost nearly 100 points while the Sensex was down close to about 300 points with a massive sell-off coming in the Bank Nifty. We've woken up to macros pointing to a serious risk-off. So look at the US 10-year bond yield. That briefly touched the 1.6%, a level that we've last seen in 2016, before, of course, recovering to levels of 1.7. Gold continues to rally. It topped the $1,500 per ounce mark, making it an 18% rally on a year-to-date basis. German bunds, another indicator of safe havens, that briefly fell, the yields on that, to minus 0.6%, a record low. So all that indicates that, you know, money is moving away from riskier assets into risk havens. In fact, if you look at the way US markets, traded yesterday, a wild, wild session. At one point of time, the Dow was down nearly 600 points. That's when the US 10-year yield dropped to levels of 1.6 before recovering to close pretty much flat. Crude prices had another overnight tumble of nearly 4%, so it had a trade below $57 per barrel mark, and now it's hovering around that. But of course, that's more on account of the fact that the street is worried about growth concerns globally on account of trade issues. Another session wherein the FII sold 384 crore in the cash market, the DIs bought 532 crore. Another big day in earnings, Ultratech Cement, Adani Enterprises, Hexaware Technology, Mahanagar Gas, Tata Chemicals, Page Industries. These will be a couple of big companies to report numbers today. And then you've got the Amphi July data, which will come out at 2:30 p.m. Of course, you know the DIIs have been buying through all this market volatility and pain, but we will get some more color on whether the SIP data continues to remain intact. Let's run you through some of the big earnings which came overnight. HCL Technology, a beat on the top line, a big beat actually. Constant currency growth at 4.2% is higher than what peers have reported, and that will offset this minor miss that the company had in the margins, which came in lower than estimates. And plus, remember, HCL Technology is cheaper than peers, and even its year-to-date rally stands at 6.5%. versus an Infi TCS, which have rallied 17-18% so far in 2019. Tata Steel, India is in line, but Europe has disappointed. So the Europe EBITDA per ton has come in at $4 per ton, much lower than expectations of $40 per ton. And then there is that big overhang of the debt, which stands at 1 lakh crore rupees. Aurobindo Pharma, revenue growth is strong at 28%, margins are in line. For Siemens, the top line is weak, but the other internals look good. So for instance, the profits have gone up 21%, the order inflow stand at 6.4%. For Adani Power, the top line has been driven by the compensatory tariff of 1,000 crore, which was booked in the quarter. Some more numbers like KC International in line. For Lemon Tree, it was a loss. For Petronet LNG, revenues were in line. Margins got a boost from Ind AS. HPCL had a margin miss on account of inventory loss. But some stocks which won't react to numbers but other news, HDFC Life, because MSCI has added HDFC Life Insurance to the Global Standard Index effective 27th August close. While Maruti, the July production continues, has fallen to levels of 1.3 lakh units versus 1.78 lakh units a year ago. So bad news continues for the auto sector as they rationalize their inventory. So it's going to be a big, busy day in terms of markets, in terms of news to track. We've got the FM, who will be meeting industrialists also at 11 o'clock. But the market sentiment continues to remain fragile. Let's see, what happens in today's trade, but prepare yourself for a roller coaster ride. Thanks again for listening in. This has been the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. And I am Rima Tendulkar. Have a good trading day.